should know the answer.
That's the fucking myth, bro. You never gonna get a woman to say you right. Where you get that shit from?
That's what we finna get. That's what we finna get. Wait.
Who told you that?
Here you come. Quiet on set, please.
50 seconds silence.
Oh.
Come on, we don't say the name like 3 times.
You tried to reconfigure that shit.
You don't agree with the first article, so you move to the next one.
No.
Go to fucking Wikipedia and change that shit.
Down to the 500 article, you find it in the next one. Like, oh, yeah, see?
Okay.
Oh.
Fucking cat won't stop moving. He did not get it. Yo. Don't fucking move.
You had one fucking job.
Don't move. Oh,
damn.
Just run around all over the
place. Maringer.
Those are pretty cool.
Is it good?
$11.
So we're good? We did the 15
minutes. Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Yeah. She said, is it good?
Let him open up the floor.
Wait, introduce. I'm not good at opening that shit. You good at opening that job, good, dude.
Like, yo, welcome to another night. We have a special guest with us tonight, you know, trying to bring in some different flavor into our game, per se, and some different mindset. A little counter for what we say sometimes, especially if you listen to the last podcast about that Google joint. We got a little comeback for that.
Oh, Google sent him back up. Google fucked around sending back. Google's like, nah, we're not having
Google
this
sent the supervisor.
She's probably not gonna get that Google thing. You gotta explain that one. When you listen to
that, there's a shirt that says, "I don't need Google. My wife knows everything."
I'm not a wife yet.
Oh my god!
But sorry. Here's the best part. You said yes.
On to the next subject.
He brought it up.
Yo.
Sorry, yo. I only heard one word.
No.
One word.
Why did it get so hot in here, man? God damn.
The cat is leaving. Look, he left the window. Yo. He was like, I know it's the window, but it's really hot down here.
I gotta go.
Yo.
Sorry. But I've seen
this. Yeah.
I'm sweating, man. You alright?
I'm sweating. I can't believe this nigga just dropped this in the pit. Like,
sorry.
You got yourself in. It's all good.
I'm
going to
bring a whole new light to this.
So, how was the week? Fun.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good, you know.
Still feeling hot?
Yeah.
Can't yo, take.
Y'all got excuse me, man.
His girlfriend in there.
I gotta get it back now, man.
Chris's girlfriend is in the house. So...
Dang it.
Right.
What happened?
Nah, he needed smoke.
You can talk about anything you want. What stays here? It all stays here.
This is Vegas, baby. Yeah, we're good. How's everybody doing?
Stays on the podcast.
That's about right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Can I?
Whatever happens on the podcast goes out to millions. Yeah, that's it.
So he stays there. Yeah. Cat is back.
He's so fucking.
Look at that. There's nothing for him to stand on. And he's just chilling there. How the hell did he do that?
An ashtray? You need.
Yeah, there we go. That's good. Okay, perfect. What's been going on with y'all, everybody?
Oh, same old. School, work.
Knocking it out?
Same, yeah.
School, you go to school?
Yeah, I'm going back for finishing my prereqs and my RN.
What, really? Oh, well, I have my CNA. Certified.
Oh,
I'm
so that's it for me. Yo, we're no, fucking
shit. Don't mean nothing.
Out of this conversation. Yo,
we're the foundation of that crew.
I'm just gonna sit back. You know what? You just cool out.
I'm just gonna mute myself. Real
just try to get yourself back from that beat though. Just
go
cool
ahead.
Out.
Go ahead.
Let
go
the two of them have a good time.
She did tell you to smoke that cigarette. I was like,
why don't you go turn the cat over there?
Yeah, yeah. All up in the window. I just stepped it over the cat. Don't mind me.
No. I've been nursing for a long time, though. A long time.
Yeah.
You should go back for it.
I want to do my eyes.
One class at a time.
I know. That's what my friend was. She's working on hers right now, so.
No. You should. SCC. Right here, you can do all the
prereqs.
Yeah,
I know. I was going to say. I saw that.
Yeah, it could be.
That's what I'm doing.
I get anxiety though when I'm testing.
See, they have, you don't have to take it together with the group. Like, any colleges does this. You don't have to take it together with the regular classes. You can go to what they call the testing center. That way you take your time to do it and at your pace so you don't feel overwhelmed. Because a lot of, that's a common thing for them. That's why they developed the testing center. It's for that specific reason for most kids who feel overwhelmed. They're like, oh my God, this person just finished and walked out. I think I'm failing. I need to hurry up.
Right.
Those type of things. So that's why it's designed for.
That's me.
Yeah. So
I always have to repeat a question sometimes if I don't understand.
That's me.
It's like, what the hell? I don't understand this. Hold on. Let me read it 5 more times.
But then you get it, though. But then you get it.
Yeah, and then you get it.
And that's normal.
But that,
and I'm trying to work on my daughter's homework with her, and I read the question over 5 or 6 times, and she gets frustrated with me. I'm like, this is how I learn. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that. That common core stuff is insane.
That's all I am. Man.
It's not so common, huh?
No. Not from when I was a kid. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's a whole different volume when we were kids.
You used to put little dots on your numbers.
Yep.
I try to figure out how I'm going to deal with my kids, bro.
I couldn't imagine dealing with it. I would be doing the homework with them, and then I'd end up doing the homework myself. Like, wait a minute, I'm going to get this.
Yeah.
Go
it's
play.
Like what she just said.
My
she's
daughter,
reading to her
kid. That yesterday. She taught me a whole new thing that I had never learned. And I'm like, oh my God, I can do multiplication and division. I'm like, holy shit.
And the kid is like, hurry up. You're supposed to be teaching me. Hurry up. Breathe.
I made her feel so proud though that she taught me something.
That is good.
It's like,
yeah, that's
needs
a good
that.
Thing. Yeah.
Need that because she has no confidence in anything. So I'm like, come on,
it's
you,
a
got
nice
it,
boost.
You got it.
It's a nice boost. It's a whole different ballgame, man. When we were kids, we're doing long division. You can't use a calculator. That's cheating.
I know.
Now if you don't have one, you have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the price of scientific calculators is out.
And don't worry about coming in last because we got a trophy for you too.
Yo,
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We got a trophy for everybody.
Everybody get
this
a
is not Oprah, but it is.
Yeah.
Everybody get one.
Everybody get one.
Matter of fact, how you feel about that, man?
Hey, this is a therapy.
Tell me how you piss off a lot of people. Go ahead.
I'm starting to feel hot right now. I'm starting to be really hot.
I'm about to bring
the like a cat is falling out the window and junk.
It's hanging over dear life. Like,
oh my God, he's going to break.
Look at him.
Look
at him. He's walking around in his basement. He's like, this is my shit.
He's
y'all better hurry up.
He's a boss. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm trying to go to sleep over here.
I had him at my mother's with 2 other cats. And let me tell you, he took over.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what?
So I'm alpha and that's
and
it.
And dog.
Oh, yeah.
The dog ended up moving on.
He's cool. They scratch, man. And dogs, they don't like that shit. Because they
my
can't scratch back.
My dog wrestled with him.
I don't know. Every dog I had used to have problems with my cats. Dude, they never got along.
You have to raise them together.
That's right.
See, my dog was always raised with cats.
Well,
so he never cared.
My cats used to catch snakes and bring them into the house. So they
he
did not take shit
mice.
From the dogs, no matter what.
He does that with mice.
Yeah.
He does that with mice.
And that's a good thing. See, your cat was jacked up.
He's a mouse hunter.
He used to catch snakes.
Your cat should have caught shit inside and took it out. Your shit brought shit from outside. Yeah. That's backwards. You had to.
He had a country cat.
He had a broken cat.
No. Hear how that shit was over there. You did not feed these niggas. They had to go get their own shit.
There was no such thing as...
There was no pets. People don't have pets.
Can you cook this up on me real quick?
You know, pet part. You want some food, you eat whatever you want.
Yeah, you gotta go. So he jumped through the window, and it was a full length. Like, you know,
a two-story
length.
House almost.
That's why I say, if a little cat could do that, just imagine what a big
yo,
cat could do.
Back to last week, we were talking about people, you know, going to the zoo and watching the tigers and the lions and stuff and how they got the open cages.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't right.
Yeah, because they could jump.
You just saw him jump up there and these
Yeah, but they're raised to not know how to, like, to do that. They're raised to jump trees and jump. They're not raised to jump fences.
Man, wait a minute.
How far? Wait, hold up.
Wait, you telling me this big motherfucker in the cave, like, I can't jump that because I'm not allowed to.
I got a question.
He doesn't understand what it is.
I got rules.
If he sees another cat do it, like if he was in the pen and he saw that cat do it, he might try to.
I call bullshit. I got a question for Google. I got a question for Google.
And see a little pork chop walking around, aka kid. He's gonna jump. I call bullshit.
Let's say YouTube.
Some of them cats ain't listening.
Yeah. You don't feed that motherfucker for 24 hours and see what happens. They're going over that fucking fence.
But they get to be outside. He doesn't. He wants to jump in because he wants to know what's going on out there. They already know what's going on because they can see it. He can't.
They're dangerous. No, them things.
Are you afraid of a lion or a tiger?
Hell yeah, it's a fucking.
I would love to.
Listen, man.
Wait, was that addressed to him or everybody?
Everybody.
Hell yeah.
Bro, they got the name Lion.
I would love to.
Lion. Yo. He didn't get giraffe. He didn't get orangutan. He got lion.
Spiders. They're just a big cat. You just gotta raise them right, just like a pit bull.
Why is it that women always think they could just tame every fucking? You just give them some milk, some sugar,
and tell them the rules. It'll be okay.
Tell them not to jump over that fence.
No, Fitz is bad.
My cat listens,
because
if he jumps up there and I yell at him, he'll jump right back down.
Because you're bigger than that cat. You fuck around and get you fuck around and have a cat bigger than you. You think he's gonna take shit?
You already know.
You're bigger than that cat. Just imagine a cat bigger than you. You think he's gonna take that?
If I raise that, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
Almost that.
I don't know. You see, in their defense, I'm thinking Sigmund Freud.
What's he? Yo, this fucker.
Listen, he gets mean sometimes.
Whoa!
No, 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 no.
Can we address the fact that he just fucked their names up? Sigmund and Jane?
No, no, no. What I was saying, psychology-wise, Sigmund Freud. Go ahead. I just got to comment. What are you going to say?
No, I have something to say.
And why did he point at me like I'm supposed to know the name?
Quiet for a second. Shut up. Okay, so you have your cat, your home domestic cat, whatever, the little guy. Mm. And sometimes they get pissed off and they attack you or do some stupid shit because you annoyed them.
Yeah.
It's a big cat, too. Like, if you raise that cat, if you get annoyed or if they get pissed off, they're going to attack. Like, bite you and attack it. It's just because he's little, so it doesn't make a big, it's not a big thing. So
I know.
But if it's a big cat and they do it, it's like, oh my God, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
No, it's just size difference.
Because
I think it's teeth size.
The difference
is it's all on how you raise
when the big cat think he's playing, holes are opening up on your skin.
Right. Like, yeah, that's true.
So that's not
but
our type of play.
That.
Yo,
they
I'm standing next to the door with the tranquilizer gun.
Oh my God.
I'm good.
Listen, my point's valid.
So I'm going next to Crocodile.
Yo.
I'm just going to bring Crocodile Dundee with me just in case. Every time I go to the zoo.
Who you bringing?
Crocodile Dundee.
Dude has been dead, bro.
I don't
care. Wait. Oh, I thought we were talking about another
guy. No, not the Crocodile Hunter. Crocodile Dundee.
But who knew he's been dead, too?
The Australian guy?
Is he dead?
He didn't know Siegfried and Roy's name.
I know.
Wait. I said Sigmund Freud. Right? That's what I said. No. That's what I said. But I'm saying Sigmund Freud. He's a psychologist.
I have no idea.
That's what I was going with. Like, psychology-wise.
But he wasn't the one that got attacked by the guy.
No, that was the other one that you were talking about.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
Everybody's been attacked.
Wait, who the hell is Siegfried and Roy now?
One day in their life.
They was on stage and the tiger.
21 years they raised this tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the neck.
Yeah, well, still, he pissed them off.
Yo,
what are you talking
about, man?
You know, you watch videos.
He bagged that motherfucker for 21 years,
bro.
Can you imagine you raised your kid for 21 years and just fucking bite you in your neck? Why you do that, bro?
Yo.
I had you for 21 years. I had your back.
Is that what he was thinking?
Emotions take over.
Emotions? Why?
I was just playing.
Why?
I didn't know your skin was going to come.
Can you let go, please?
Stress me out.
This ain't the rules. Can you let go?
My last master was a lot bigger. I didn't realize your skin was going.
Anyway, enough about cats. How's everybody doing?
We're chilling.
Doing good. How's it going?
Boring as fuck.
Oh, that wall look good, though.
Yeah, yo,
that
wall I came painted in day and a half.
Much props. That was good. Yeah. Thank God.
You got to give credit.
I was having fun.
That was good.
That's me busy. I mean, right now I'm not working, so it's like, blah.
That's the thing. You got to make it fun. Or is it just...
Nah,
I mean, I do every and anything. I mean, I've cleaned this house probably 20 times in 1 week.
Can you really make painting fun, though?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I was jamming out
doing designs and shit.
I'd rather go to work.
Watching my show, Wentworth, everybody. Everybody's got to watch it.
Wentworth?
It's a jail show.
It's a female jail show, man.
Is that a real prison in Texas?
No. It's like based out of Australia.
Who the fuck would know if it's a real prison?
Not Australia. What is it? It's based out of somewhere. I don't know. They have accents, but it's really cool.
Hold on.
I enjoyed it. It's 7 seasons. It's really good, and there's another one coming.
They have like Australian.
Okay, maybe y'all wouldn't like it, but
what was it, Australian or something?
I don't know. Yeah, it was like they have an accent. Yeah. I don't know, but it was.
You got an accent?
Do you have an accent?
Yeah, I do.
It depends on who you talk to, though.
Yeah. Everybody says I have one.
An American accent. What kind of accent is that?
Like,
he got a down south accent. The drunker
slash whatever.
The drunker he get, the more southern he get, and he can't
understand that.
Sure. You should hear him when he talks to his family. I'm like,
speak English.
I give you that.
When he talks to his mama or his sister or anybody or his brothers, I'm like, what the hell just happened? Yeah. My mom even knows
it ain't that bad though.
You just got, I don't know.
Ask him to say Dramamine.
No.
Wait, you can't say Dramamine?
It's Dramamine.
Where did you get that from?
I think that's like Southern, but I just think it's cute.
You know what it sounds like?
It's whatever it is. It's
something like you said, trying to say Jimmy Dean.
Dramamine. Wait.
Something happened to your tongue there, man. How the fuck did that come out of your mouth?
I love it when people try to say things. I'm like, wait, what did you just say?
How did that come out of your mouth?
Yo. Like, did you mean this?
Yeah.
I can't say it. I'm gonna try to say it. There's one word that I cannot say. Peculiar.
Yeah, no.
Peculiar.
But you're trying though. Say it like in a sentence, real fast. That's a peculiar. Damn.
I'm telling you.
Hey, I guess I can't say it either. Shit.
It's not easy. When you think about it, it's like you're in a
peculiar
lose
circumstance.
Yeah, it rolls off your
whatever
tongue. That's like me. My word that I stay away from is brewery.
Yeah, I can't say that
brewery
one. God, that dude. I can't say that one.
Brewery. Yeah. We should go to that brewery.
Brewery.
Brewery. You know
what
I'm talking about?
Brewery.
Jewelry, motherfucker? Brewery. Brewery.
You saying it right, though.
Start looking at
brewery. Brewery.
Brewery. It really gets deep in that. Yeah.
Hold on. I had to check it real quick.
I'm telling you, this man is more random than anybody I've ever met. Like, he'll fall at the grocery store and some lady will be like, are you okay? And I'll be like, oh my god, he's being extra. Like, he totally embarrasses us.
I try to embarrass
him. Every chance he gets, this man is like extra.
It's fun.
That's the fun.
Like, I'll be on the speakerphone. He'll call me.
It is.
Yeah. You'll be walking in the grocery store.
I find myself doing that to my wife, too.
That's it.
What's wrong with you? Why you hit me in the elbow?
Yo, I give him one of these. When she touched me, I'm like, for the everybody.
Please, not here.
No, not again.
When I go home.
Drives me nuts.
Look at that white woman, what she doing to
me. And he knows it drives me nuts. I'm like, what?
I'm like, ow.
There was a lady parked in front of the door at Walmart, and Ava was holding his hand walking in the door, and he just like does this thing like he's gonna fall, and this lady just starts dying. I'm like, oh my god.
You got to.
You gotta climb around a little bit.
Or if he's on speakerphone on FaceTime, he'll just start screaming, "Hello, everybody!" everybody. I'm like, oh my fucking god, I gotta like, I had him one time all the way up and Price Chopper, and he just started screaming before. Like, it's the first time he ever did it, and I was so embarrassed. Everybody's looking at me, I'm like, oh my god. I hung up the fucking phone.
I give him
phone.
A full chance though. When I'm talking to her, I'm like, you got me on speakerphone?
And I answer. Yeah. I answer. I'm so stupid sometimes. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I should know.
Yeah, you
know,
speakerphone.
Oh, yo. Yo, she's like, yeah. I'm like, yo, la, la, yo, la, la, yo, la, la, yo, la, la. Yo. Yo.
Why? What is the comedy behind that?
I can see a comedy behind it. I can just hear the reaction of people around.
And I can just imagine with a phone, like.
You know what I'm saying? I'm around my hand trying to shoot it off. I'm like, oh my god. Oh, god. He actually scared a woman one time when he fell in Walmart. Man, ridiculous. She came running out behind the clothes rack. Are you okay? And I'm like, oh my. I'm like, I'm sorry, ma'am. He's fine. He's just playing. I had to, like, explain to her what was going on.
Oh, god. Yo, man. Like right here is locking up on me, man. Yeah. You guys gonna see me laughing like
holding your junk shut.
I can't.
Want some cheese?
Wait, what does that do?
Cheese makes my mouth tighten really? Up right here.
What?
I never heard that one before.
Cheese or like aged cheddar or something like.
No, that makes it tighten up though.
Mine is getting tight because I'm laughing so
much.
What do you
do to stop it?
This lodge, these two bones, right? I let the whole bitch just drop and just hang from
a snake.
Oh god!
Need some more fans down here, man.
Killing
like,
me.
The only fan we got is pushing the duck out like to the wall. I don't even think making it out the window.
No, it's not that.
It's hot.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that.
No,
he's hot because I talked about marriage.
Yeah, the hot. I thought you were talking about
that. Well, we back on that again.
So.
I need to take my shirt off real quick, man.
What? We're still here, man.
I'm going to bring the
bro, give us a chance to go, bro.
I'm hot, man. No. Because something about to go down. Come on, man.
I know you just crazy in the fucking supermarket and shit. But we're still here.
Oh. He's a fucking... He's stressed.
Oh. Yo, my face is locking up.
I want to know what a notebook is doing here.
That's CC's. Oh
yeah, that's kids, man. Yeah, if you look on some of the pages, you'll see like little
but this
pictures.
Is the, this is the part I don't understand. We cleared the stable up before anything come on here.
I didn't bring that back.
No, that was not cleared. That was not cleared.
Thank
y'all
you.
Cleared the tools.
Thank you.
But how did the tools back up here?
Sorry.
just like we put that piece in backwards. We didn't.
I know we did.
We didn't clear the table.
We did. You know? Yeah, I appreciate that. We did.
That's all y'all, not me. No.
I appreciate you starting up for me, man. We.
Yo, man.
What's up?
What's going on with these e-cigarettes, man?
Yeah,
that's
boy.
Just insane. What's wrong?
I thought about e-cigarettes.
Do you watch the news?
They're killing people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's legit, what is the evidence?
Are you guys surprised by that shit?
Well, no. Well,
I was.
You know,
I almost went to it.
Everybody who smokes the e-cigarettes is arguing that it's the CBD oil. CBD?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's that.
Not CBD.
No, but the government is talking about shutting down. You would think the government would know if it was CBD oil or not. They're gonna make it illegal. Like something that was supposed to help you with smoking is now becoming illegal.
Mm-hmm.
If that's killing you, why don't they make these illegal? Like,
because that one is cutting in on this one's profit. That's why.
That's
the real shit,
man.
Right
it's
there.
It's like that cure for cancer. Everybody dies when they find it.
That's the shit right there.
It.
Let's see.
If one guy's cutting in on the other guy's dough.
Money's going down, so we gotta get rid of this.
We gotta get rid of him. Let's get some legislators
it
stuff in there. You see,
people.
I can't say that word.
Legislators?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Let's just get some of them guys up in there and change some shit around.
When we do a video, we're gonna have subtitles for shit like that.
You see what I did?
That's what I meant.
It's like a Chinese movie.
You know, that's what I meant.
You're gonna have a Siri pop up.
We
did you mean
do
legislation?
Any speeches. We couldn't do any speeches. I'd be slurring my words and jumbling them all together. Shit.
But yeah, man.
I couldn't do public
speeches. You know what? I heard. I was listening to.
I know it's gonna be a problem.
A report with the owner, the CEO of Juul. One of the stuff that he is, he admit that their stuff is addictive, but he also have an initiative of selling his stuff. Like, he's changing small. He don't, not saying it's legal. You know, it, whatever it's doing already, it's doing. But he's limiting the stuff that you only can buy one pack of his stuff, and I think in a week.
Yeah, how the hell are you going
to
stop
But that? It was supposed to be, when it initially came out, do that instead of this, however much you need or whatever.
Yeah, the commercial even says it. Like,
yeah, that was
it's
then.
It's so because, much better.
But like, then the same thing they said at the beginning.
Because they had the trial.
We don't know.
It wasn't on the market.
Yeah, what it is.
The long-term effect was. Now
I know it's going to be a problem from get
go. Yeah, because everybody's doing it.
The combustion chamber, when they heat that up, there's metal, microscopic metal that gets infused in the oil. And then you inhale that. And I know that was going to be a problem from the get go. That's why I stayed away from it. I play with it once in a while.
And whatever else in it, that has minus some stuff, but at the same time, you have different stuff. Like, I tried e-cigarettes.
If it's the case, why don't they just try to figure out something different?
It makes me cough.
When I tried it,
way more than
it's the way they heat it.
When I tried it,
because the metal,
it,
you know,
I could taste the funny chemicals in
microscopic
it.
Metal gets infused
into
the oil.
So I was like, I'm
while.
Done. Like, I tried it just to try it.
And you ended
and
up
I was in, like, I
inhaling
taste
all
the
chemical
of it.
My sister
times.
Does it, and I told her, I'm like, you need to not do that. Like, I tried Same it, thing. And I would, like, I died, and I felt like I had crap all in my mouth and throat. Like, I'm like, Jesus, that's worse.
I was never
I
a fan
like
of it.
I feel like that's worse than a cigarette.
Yeah, I was never a fan of it.
Cigarettes make me anxiety ridden
anyway.
Not
for a while. I tried it for, like,
I don't know why.
I don't know.
Like,
he stresses me out. I even vaped like a CBD, but I stopped doing that too a while back. I don't do it. It's just, I don't know.
It's a chemical that they're mixing the stuff with, man. Especially that.
It's not the chemical, it's the way it's combusted. That's the problem. It's causing too much problems.
If you smoke a recreational marijuana, stick to it the old
that's
school. Roll it up in a blunt, call it a day.
I mean, you deal with some carcinogens, but.
The only thing ain't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah, you haven't seen no problem with
you,
that shit.
You know what the U.S. need to follow some rule of? Some Australian rules.
And what are those rules?
Yo, they got some big spiders over there, man. I don't want that fucking rules. They fucking around some weird rules over
wait,
there.
Hold on.
Sharks like. Where you got spider? Where spider come up in this all of a sudden?
I'm just saying, their rules.
I don't know, but with
the way they flex with their rules,
when
saying.
You got a spider and his name is Huntsman,
yeah.
I don't need to go there.
He got his own tribe and everything.
I don't need to go there.
He is
anyway, what
Huntsman.
Are those rules?
I'm good.
Don't be afraid of big spiders.
Yeah. I'll hold the daddy long legs.
Don't fight a kangaroo by yourself.
Yeah.
They're gonna fuck you up.
They're more afraid of you than you are of them. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
They jump at you.
They say they got the most deadliest animals in Australia, man.
They see seven of
almost every one of their animal over there is like the most deadliest in the world.
That's why it used to be a prison.
But it's a beautiful place, though. Mm.
From the sky. Yeah. Pass right over that bitch. She's like, yo, that's nice. It's like red and stuff.
Is that why you don't like camping?
I'm good.
I love camping. I grew up camping.
I'm good.
Yeah, we were talking about water. I'm just talking about water.
What about water?
I'm just scared shit. That's cool.
No, my
you're afraid of water?
I'm just afraid of the shit that live in water.
My problem.
All kind of weird shit live
like,
in water.
If I
jump in the middle of a lake, but
if
I freak
can't
out
see
the, I don't know what's under me.
If I can't see the bottom,
there was a movie.
Oh no, I jump in the middle of a lake, but I'm like nervous because I'm like, oh my god, like someone's gonna come get me, so I jump out and I quickly run back and I swim back and I get back on the boat.
Yeah, no. If I already have that in my head that someone's gonna get me, yeah, I mean, I
used to jump off 10-15 foot cliffs over in Dorset Quarry in Vermont.
We used to do stupidness back home, like when I mean back home, like back in Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come over here and you watch National Geographic about the shit they used to swim with.
That's insane.
You got a little fish that could crawl up your penis and shit. Like, no!
No!
We used to swim with them motherfuckers.
Like that river monster shit.
Yeah.
Used to do that shit all the time. Never knew about it.
Yeah, you pee in the water.
None of our ancestors was like, don't pee in the water. None of that.
Lake Champlain. They got some crazy shit in there.
I won't pee in a pool. Won't
kill.
Nobody ever tell you that shit over there, dude.
I ain't doing that. When they have that, like, we used to swim. He said anacondas and stuff. Like, oh, we used to, right back there. Okay. You got some deadly spiders and everything else, and like, oh, we used to mess around with that.
I used to be walking in my yard and get bite by fucking centipedes and shit.
Yeah, like the size of those field
multiple
spiders.
Times.
I used to
multiple
crawl around
times.
In a field to make a maze in the tall grass, and just to find out now, you know, there was big old spiders out there. I'm like, oh my god.
You got to look in my basement right now.
When you're a kid, you're fearless, though. You don't know.
We used to go
put that shit in people's heads.
We used to go
fearless
fish.
You're a blank slate. like you said, you don't know.
Like, you don't think about that when you're a kid until you see it, and then you're like, oh fuck,
yeah,
like, oh god, nope, I know now.
That's
I'm
a
not
fucking
do it again.
Spider, son.
That's why you learn. Yeah. You learn.
Yo, let me show you what a centipede back home look like.
Yeah, them shits are creepy, man. Nah, I watch those spiders mess some people. Like,
I don't like centipedes.
See the ones that like the venomous spiders?
They're brown occlusive.
They bite you like it rots.
It dissolves your.
I had a friend. My uncle's ex-girlfriend had been bitten by a brown recluse or whatever they call it, and she had a hole this big in her leg from
that's
it.
That's not supposed to happen.
No.
Like, you could...
That's not supposed to happen, man.
You got
like
spiders.
An ice cream scoop. Like, it was huge.
You got spiders that lay their eggs inside of you? No, man.
Do you know how many spiders you actually eat?
Yup.
Tastes good, but
yo.
Not laying inside of me.
Hey, I wake up full and... I don't know.
You're good to go.
Thank
you
God for the meal and keep going.
I'm thinking about that scoop. Like.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. Like the size of that.
Like, can you imagine they treat it? Like,
yeah, fuck that.
She said, yeah, fuck that.
I got bit multiple times by them dudes.
Yeah.
Like when they hit you, man, you know.
That's a snake with legs, bro.
It is. Like 100 legs.
Amazonian
like that big.
Giant centipede.
Like that big.
Nah,
bro. 12
inches
the
long.
The claws on them was like that long. Mm-hmm. When they hit you, you feel that shit.
No.
Like within a half an hour, your foot or your hand, wherever they got you, would just swell.
You know what we used to do with these? Like, you know, like
soak them in liquor.
Home remedy.
Yeah.
Soak them in mentholated alcohol.
For what?
They release the poison. The poison is analgesic.
Anesthesia.
No, analgesic. It's like like when you put topical rub on your, it helps with numb.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Damn.
Dog.
I know they use it for some.
Yeah,
I know they put it in
whatever
there.
They use
I didn't know it was like an
whatever
he said.
Anesthesia.
But I know it was something that they use it. I thought it was that, but then he got me.
If you're terribly ill and I have to go find one of those and drain his vest, bruh, it's been real, bruh. You had a
I'm
good
pray
run.
For you. I'm gonna pray for you.
He had a good run, bruh. I'm all set.
Yo, them thing. I got hit by that thing already, man.
Nah, man. That's like getting bit by a snake, man. Nah.
Mm-mm.
I'm all set.
Yeah, them suckers.
They're no joke.
And I know they fast, but some with that many legs, how can it not be?
Yo, it's so creepy watching them, too. Because they don't just move. Like, you would think that they move like that. They move like a snake. Like, and then the legs go while they're doing that. Like,
nah, man.
Yo, them things look like dragons almost when you look at them.
Them shits are scary looking, dude. And they big.
That's some demon shit right there.
It is some demon shit.
That shit.
They always live within the wet woods and shit.
That shit from Satan.
When you try to go clean your yard up, it's like, gosh.
Nah,
just sit there waiting.
My grass be overgrown like hell, man.
That's what everybody shit is like that.
I be like, yo, kids, don't play in the grass.
Centipedes.
No,
you got hit. There's light on the road.
Something in the grass. It'll be like a Stephen King movie. Something in the grass. No.
Nah, man. I had enough of that. I don't want any of that fucking adventure anymore.
Yeah.
And that was part of my life.
That's what I don't understand about camping, man. Like, people, hey, let's leave our house here in this neighborhood to go live in another neighborhood.
I left the woods to come. Living a house, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I don't even want to go
and
do
then
that.
I see most of these campers and what they got in them, TVs, nice beds,
air conditioner.
Why,
I have a friend that camped with
an
air
conditioner. Why you need
a house?
It's a travel home. You can go wherever you want with a camper.
That's a cheap. That's like looking at a lion behind a glass.
You pay a quarter of what you would pay for a hotel room for a campsite.
But you're still paying
and you're still enjoying
stuff.
Yourself.
You're still paying mortgage though, like, and you want to leave and go for a week and stay out here. I don't know.
Okay, so how much does it cost to stay at a hotel versus the campsite?
Or how much does it cost to stay home?
Hmm. And just watching TV.
Well, I know you like to take vacations.
Camping.
So.
And then watch the game or something, you know?
You said the game. I said TV. I was going to save you on that one, but you had to throw the game and now you do deal with that shit. You fucking had to run your mouth.
Camping.
Just saying.
I went from the tent to the lean-to to a pop-up to a luxury camper. I done it all.
I was never a fan. That's the thing, like, I think about all kind of weird shit. Fucking Bigfoot is right there, bro. I know that.
Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
I'm telling you.
Bigfoot.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh,
that motherfucker is right. He be throwing rocks and shit at people. When it's like, that motherfucker is right there.
Listen, my dad used to tell stories about chain
I was on
people.
Your side,
I'm telling you.
When we were at deer camp, my dad would tell that story, and my uncle would go in the woods and just
start dragging chains. Come from?
Don't even.
Who the fuck made the footprints?
Yo. That's the difference between like being raised.
The biggest motherfucker in the woods, Bigfoot.
He said Bigfoot. Of all people, man.
I'm telling you.
Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster, too?
I bet there's something down there.
Oh, it's the ocean.
No, that's Lake Champlain. It's a lake.
Yeah, Lake Champlain.
That's Champlain. You said Loch Ness.
Loch Ness Monster. He's a champ.
Yeah, they call it Chappie. I have no
idea. Champ. Not Chappie.
Who's Chappie?
For Christ's sake.
Wait, so that's where the Lake Monster is up in Lake Champlain?
Champ.
In New York?
Yeah.
No, we talking about London. Lock,
yeah, Loch Ness.
Loch, that's Loch Ness.
Yeah. Loch Ness is in London, right?
Yeah.
No, it's in Scotland.
Oh, same thing. That was the same thing.
No,
it's just all over there.
What?
It's in the other side of the pond.
It's way over there.
It's way over the other side of the pond.
I'm just gonna shut up.
Yeah. Other end of the pond.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's keep going.
Other end of the pond.
Yeah. Right next to Australia somewhere.
That's
somewhere over there. That side. Let's keep going that side.
Still.
That shit probably came from Australia. All them killer bugs and shit.
Well, what do they call Champ? What's Champ? I thought
Champy.
They,
they call him Champy.
Yeah, but what they call him the Loch Ness Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster is Loch Ness Monster.
I know they call Loch Ness Monster Nessie.
Oh, no. We got
Nessie.
Google.
Yeah. Nessie.
I'm Googling.
Right. No, Nessie. That's it. Nessie. Loch Ness name. Nessie.
Yeah, Nessie.
Yeah.
And Champy is Lake Champlain.
She Googling. Hey, all I like to hear is, you were right. Watch this.
You ain't gonna get it,
we
bro.
Should know the
that's
answer.
The fucking myth, bro.
Watch this.
You never gonna get a woman to say you right. Where you get that shit from?
That's what we finna get. That's what we finna get. Wait.
Who told you that?
Here you come. Quiet on set, please.
50 seconds silence.
Oh. Come on, you know, I've seen a name like 3 times.
You tried to reconfigure that shit.
Yeah. You don't agree with the first article, so you move to the next one. No.
Yeah, no. You go to fucking Wikipedia and change that shit.
Down to the 500 article, you finally see something that you said. Like, oh, yeah, see?
Okay.
Oh.
They're similar, but one is considered a lake monster, and the other one is a Loch Ness monster.
Huh.
Called Nessie, and then Champ.
Huh.
Wait, I never heard of Champ.
I never heard Champ.
Champy,
is an American folklore. Champ or Champy is the name of a lake monster said to live in Lake Champlain.
I thought that was the alligator.
And then in Scottish folklore,
that's
what you the Loch
that's Lake Placid. See?
Placid.
That's so why I won't go to Lake Placid, but it's a big fucking
crap
that's sitting there waiting, I'm telling you.
Similar.
You didn't see the movie?
Yeah. They're still...
He fucked everybody up. Everybody.
Is an American folklore, and then Nessie is the Scottish folklore. Mm-hmm. So they're similar. So they're just different areas.
Yeah. You believe in it?
No.
Never know, bro.
No. I didn't want to ask you, motherfucker. I said, do you believe in it?
I can't say I don't, because I can't say I do neither.
Because we going to
that's
aliens.
That's a cheap
next.
Cock out there, too.
Yeah, we going to aliens.
Here's
next.
My.
Yeah,
the aliens you next. Can't prove it wrong because the ocean, we haven't explored it.
No, it's not. No, that. I said, do you believe. I didn't say what
do you think of shit?
Do you think a Loch Ness monster is out there?
I think so.
Possibly.
Motherfucker, it's a yes or no question.
How? Just because you didn't get what you want to hear? Fuck out of here.
You either do or you don't.
Dude.
It's a yes or no. It ain't possibly. No, you should be playing it safe. You're playing it safe. No. Yes or no.
I don't have definite proof.
I think yes.
So I can't say
I think yes,
no.
And here's why.
God dang.
The North and the South Pole is melting like crazy right now. And they're seeing all kind of shit popping up, dude. All kind of giant fucking skeletons and shit.
Well, yeah, because it's frozen. It's like the stuff from the deep sea and stuff.
Well,
like,
I didn't mean the motherfuckers alive right now. I just know there was one time
shit
was really big.
So you believe in Loch Ness Monster?
I do. Maybe he's not around
that's
anymore.
Yes. That's a yes. Right
yeah,
there.
I do.
Yeah,
that's what
yes.
You weren't giving. Yeah, that's a yes.
That's what you just want. How about you? Same question back at yourself.
No.
Why?
Cause
what?
Why you
it's too
that?
Big.
Ain't nobody seen that shit? Ain't nobody fucking threw a fishing line out? Oh, somebody say they have. You know, they got a little picture of something little.
No. The guy who said this, he don't believe him. Nobody else saw that shit. Nobody saw it. He don't fucking exist. Nobody saw that shit. Fuck that one guy.
It ain't true. It ain't true.
And that's cool.
Cause, man, cause
the media told you?
No. Cause we would have seen him by now, man. He would have came up for air and be like,
how do you know that?
You know what I'm saying?
Fish
it needs some air.
How do you know it needs some air?
Whales be swimming like 20,000, 30,000 feet down, man.
But do they come up?
Once in a while. Like once
they do come up.
And you see them. You see them though.
That's because, that's because they tracked the migration pattern 100 years ago, 200 years ago. They were like, oh, those are monsters, sea monsters. They didn't know it was whale. Yeah. Time progressed. We studied them more.
But this damn thing has been around for fucking ages though, man, supposedly. And ain't nobody got nothing of them?
They don't
have cameras over there? And
they went down and... But there are certain parts you still can't tell.
No, man.
Come on, man. Look at the Mariana Trench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's big.
It's big. It's deep as a mother.
Dude, there's like a river but underneath the ocean.
The
man.
Ocean has only been... It's only been explored, let's see.
What is that, like 5% or something like that?
About, yeah, maybe. That's about it.
I could be wrong.
The rest of it that's has not been explored. We could send people to way out of space, but we can't go into our own ocean.
That's what they said. It's gonna be way out of space. That's what they said.
Yo, I just don't think.
Think about it.
No, man, I think there's a lot more down there.
You can go up to the space International Space Station, but you can't go to a couple hundred feet down, 10 miles down the ocean.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe it.
You can't. You see, there's always that what if because it's still unknown. It's unknown territory, so you can't.
I keep that door open.
You can't. Think of it this way. They're still discovering animals in this modern time in Papua New Guinea, in the Amazon jungle, all over the stuff that they've never seen, stuff that the old tribe people that used to live there say, you know what? This animal, this, we call it whatever. Nobody never saw it before. All of a sudden, it's discovered.
Fisherman's tail, man. And it's
the whale
around.
Was a sea monster back in Fisherman's Tail back in the 1700s.
Yo.
It's a whale now. Go ahead, see?
Out of nowhere, right, Moby Dick.
No?
I put the Loch Ness Monster up there with the aliens and everything, man. I don't believe none of that stuff. Ain't no aliens out there.
Just because you don't believe.
Oh no, yeah. I don't knock y'all for believing. I just want to know if you do or not. I don't knock you for believing.
It's really bothering him. You can see that.
You know the problem is
what?
He don't want to put it out there because his mind's gonna go crazy if he thinks something exists beyond his realm of reality.
No. I have a yes or no mind.
So you see black and white.
If I can explain,
That was a loaded question, dude.
That set the fuck up. That explains so much.
That was a bear trap right there, man.
That was a big one.
That was a bear trap.
He see black and white.
Yo,
you
man.
In black and white.
Uncover the Holy Grail. Hey. You might just uncover the Holy Grail, man.
He's a freckle face.
I think we just clipped the whole shit out there. We just fucked that whole audio up.
Oh, we did?
No, I don't know. It looks like.
Hey, I didn't even touch it. Somebody backed up too much.
Anyway. Wow. We got three people watching this dude. He was like, some motherfucker. Anyway. Someone you did.
No, anyway. My mic was messed up. Uh-huh. Anyway. Yeah.
Back to his Loch Ness.
I can't be done. You believe in aliens?
Oh,
I need to put on my side.
Wait, he believe in aliens. She got two of them sitting right next to her. What are you doing?
Wait, what?
Who's
he's
alien?
Asking you. He's asking you if you believe in aliens. There's two.
Not from this country. So he asking what kind of alien he talking about.
Oh, I get it. Wow. Oh my God.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yo.
I do believe in aliens.
First you're trying to hit me there with you only see black and white? Oh, you believe in aliens? Hey, this shit going sideways. Hold on. Let's bring it back, man. This shit going sideways.
Well, about that marriage.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to the bathroom. Taking a bathroom break.
I think that shit is real, man. Loch Ness.
Yeah? What do you think it is? Like,
What they say? Some of them say it's like a old prehistoric animal.
Possible. I think it's more prehistoric.
It's possible.
You, but you,
you were getting sound wise. Sorry. Totally
not. She is right.
Move closer and talk.
I thought you were good. Look how far he is.
I hear him. Right. Like,
that's weird.
Clear as day. And Chris, obviously, his
left. I hear him. Right. Is it because it's pointing this way?
No. Directional.
Maybe at a different angle? Like, can you turn it?
Well, it's supposed to be facing this way.
Yeah, like this is. This goes like that. Now talk.
That.
Oh my god, that's perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, Chris.
Yo.
That's so much better. Oh, just a woman's perspective. You know.
It was a bad connection up top.
No.
Okay, it goes again. Now I can't hear you.
Turn it back the other way.
There it is. I hear you perfect. Hey. Listen, I hear you perfect now.
Fix it again.
Leave it to a woman to fix it. Leave it to a woman to fix it. I hear you fine now. And Chris, fine now.
All right, good.
You were low.
I think I hear you better too.
Yeah.
That's weird though. What the
So back to this thing, man.
Sorry.
What do you or don't you believe in then? Like,
yeah, this is like a...
Yeah, I mean...
It's like these are humane that you can hear.
Yes or no?
But I thought...
Nothing out of the ordinary.
I thought it was centered this way.
No.
That right. way, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Give me a valid...
I hear you a lot better now.
Logistical reason. Logical. A logical reason.
Because
can't just be
I think by now, if anything was out there, we would have seen it, or it would have seen us, and we would have made some kind of contact or something.
I know, because we know about all this other new stuff that they find out, but yet this is something they can't find.
No,
I don't
think of it this way. My personal opinion,
people don't pay attention.
Yes, it exists.
I don't think so.
But as a human race, we're not ready for that.
Like, do you believe in that means that you probably believe that they're hiding something in an Area 51?
Yeah,
Or somewhere.
Why do you
that government's covering up.
It was never even on the map.
No.
Why do you have a location, but it's not on the map?
It's just a black site. It's something they use.
Why you have a black site?
Not for aliens, but they
use it. What they use it?
They probably use it for strategy.
Testing them.
Or aliens.
Testing some weapons or somewhere.
Or aliens.
Yo.
They take people from another country and go test on them.
Hey, I tell you what, man.
Don't got to come from space.
Hey, I hear on Facebook they're getting ready for Area 51.
They're going to die. Somebody's going
to
die.
You going to go to that?
Hell no. I'm not stupid. That's a government facility.
The reason why I say yes... Back in 2009, 2010 time when they were diving off the coast of Iceland.
The Baltic Sea anomaly.
Did you see that shit?
And
they ran into a supposed mermaid.
Oh, that
now they had video of this.
Yeah.
The creature touching the screen and everything. It blew up for like a week and a half on the news, on the worldwide news, and
like
then all of a sudden,
out of bone.
Boom!
And you could see it like tribal.
I ain't never heard of that.
That's the thing. It got shut down so quick.
Yeah,
the people who were Fleming, they were just doing exploring.
Yeah,
they got banned from going there anymore.
How
do
you find out
about
it?
Right.
It was a documentary.
It was on the international news, like all the news channel.
CNN.
They had one about
9-10 years ago.
So it'll still be somewhere though.
Oh yeah, they're still. Gonna be
I'll find it.
But the thing is,
1951?
No. In like 2010, 2011.
It was recent. After that, they had the Megalodon one too. You see that one?
With it, man, what channel y'all watching? Wait. Did this come on Sci-Fi?
No.
These were people who were exploring the ocean. They were exploring. They were drilling for oil out there, but they were exploring. And they saw something came and just bashed the windshield. Or whatever the hell you want to call
it. Yeah, just kind of slammed its hand into the glass.
And the hand is like...
There were video from the other side of the submarine.
Yo, didn't I see a clip of
I knew mermaids were real.
Yo, that's the same clip that I saw in the movie Aquaman, dude.
Don't get me started.
That's the same clip that they show, man.
But
that's
what
they're talking about.
But that's what they do.
That's how it would be
underwater. That's why
they got a reason for everything.
Yeah, man,
that's what y'all talking about.
10 years ago. We saw that shit 10 years
man.
Ago.
You saw that for real.
So wait. How do you expect... I gotta take my fucking headphones off. How do you expect that shit to be in space with a suit like...
I didn't see it.
I'm a fucking mermaid.
I didn't see what y'all talking about.
That's how it would look like how it looked in the movie underwater.
I didn't see what y'all talking about, though. I need to see what y'all talking about.
Dude.
Like this clip.
This is what it was. They were just filming like regular, just looking at the ocean floor, and a fish... Something was chasing a fish, and the fish just... booked it right by the window and they saw the fish, and then right after that something came up to the glass and they put their hand, it's like webbins in between,
but it was
five,
an actual
but that's
hand.
All,
it was
that,
an actual five finger, but it was webbins.
Saw. That's all you saw.
But you could see the webbins.
But they got this little fish with like
It looks like he had, what's the name of the daggone fish?
He's thinking scientifically there's a fish out there that has a hand.
No, I'm going to show it to you.
But it don't have no human head.
No,
that fish look like a person with a human head.
They don't have beard. Wait.
The skin is like a dolphin. It's smooth, like a seal. But they have a face and everything, dude. The nose is kind of like sealed
flat,
up.
Yeah. Like with like just holes.
See if you can find it.
Yeah, that's some,
you don't believe that shit. The Megalodon one. They weren't sure if they were going to get anything.
They took 2013, like actually,
hundreds of pounds
sea.
Of dead fish. And they just dragged it behind this boat for miles out to the ocean. And something attacked them. Something big came up from
this. Is the
they made like this big fake whale too. And they filled it up with all the dead fish.
Mm-hmm.
It was
like,
dragging
it
into the ocean.
And
something came up and grabbed it.
Holy shit.
And dragged it back down. And they had a sensor on it and dragged it down 20,000 feet in less than like minutes. Like so quick.
Wow. Hey, let me see that shit.
Man. It's quick. You see that hand? And this is deep sea. They're under the ocean. They weren't swimming for anything and that shit happened.
You see the one with the German fisherman? It was in the same...
This is in the Greenland Sea.
That was in the same documentary.
Cool.
That was in the same documentary with the German fisherman. They caught it in the net and it jumped out. It jumped out in the
like
net.
Like a species like that. Yeah. Yeah.
This is
like a human species, but it's like
think
a fish.
Think about it, though. Like a couple thousand years ago, there was a branch from the human race. You know, one went to the water, one went to the desert, whatever.
And this here, the Greenland... A
couple thousand years of evolution, you never know. This... Like, they're seeing the polar bears start to evolve. They're literally evolving in front of our eyes, developing these webbings between their, you know, their fingers, their claws.
See, look at this dude here, man.
Hold on.
Oh, man. If that thing, like, there can look like it's got hands, why can't it something a little bit bigger than that?
Look at how many hands he got.
That's a real fish. That's a real fish right there.
Well,
look at his hands.
How many hands he got?
Well, okay, but it looked almost like a hand, though.
It's a salamander.
No, listen, Chris. When's the last you see a salamander in fucking deep sea?
Now, you might be right, but think of that thing about the size of a human. Yeah. What would you
think
it is? What would you think it is, though?
Human-like fish.
It could be just a big one of those.
But then you wouldn't believe that there's a big one of those.
Huh?
Exactly. If we tell you it is a big salamander and look like a person, you won't believe that shit.
On
the bottom of the ocean?
But wouldn't that scare the shit out of you if you see a thing the size of a human?
Oh, absolutely.
You would assume it's a mermaid because it looks like human.
But see,
at that size?
But see, I would assume exactly that. It's probably a huge one of those in the deep sea ocean. The deep sea ocean got some nasty looking shit down there. It's probably
Chris.
One of those, a big ass
Chris.
One of those. That's what I
would say. Come on, man,
Chris.
You reaching like a
month. That's what I
would
say.
Stop pulling the straws, bro. You
reaching. When they got stuff out there looking like that, for real.
That's like you saying, Milo is the new Simba.
Yo.
He do look like the new Simba.
Yo.
He really does.
Y'all gotta come better than that.
Yeah, good luck with that one. You ain't gonna do
just
shit,
bro.
Cognitive this.
Hey, but let me remind you.
Aliens could land on your doorstep right now and be like,
oh, they did. They knocked on the door.
I'm saying. And you won't believe it. He just like, I didn't hear nothing.
You didn't hear nothing until somebody called. You got two aliens on your doorway.
Let me also remind you that this podcast is your opinion.
Oh, hell yeah. This is a 100%.
Hey.
And if we're talking about aliens, we're cracking jokes on ourselves. Hey. Nobody take offense to this.
Hey. Some people believe.
Oh, you hear us laughing, right? You hear anybody getting upset in the background? Everybody's laughing. If you guys
Chris
laughing,
might be.
Then...
Chris is over there like,
I know, right?
No,
you get upset, bro.
No.
And he's from Georgia.
No. Dude, it takes like a dynamite going off to get me upset. I'm good.
It does. I haven't seen him upset yet. But we won't go there.
This is good conversation.
Yeah.
I value.
I bet you get upset if you talking about
it would be
the Falcons ain't doing nothing this year.
Fuck you. it would be boring as hell if everybody down here did not had the same opinion.
Of course.
I'm happy. You believe in it? Good. That's cool. That's cool, man. No, really, it's cool.
Why are you still talking?
Yo, I didn't want it to go dead. I can cut it.
Yo, I can chop this shit off.
We just looking at you like trying to dig yourself out of this hole. How am I going to get out?
No.
Even if you saw the comments on the bottom of this thing, man.
You know what the thing is?
50-50.
He only won the mermaid to look like the Little Mermaid. That's what he think the mermaid looked like. Disney, Little Mermaid.
It doesn't look like a mermaid.
No.
It looks like Jason Momoa.
It would...
It wasn't like the movie.
All fucking all flowing hair and shit.
Yeah, it's a trident. Like, he didn't have a trident. Perfect. That's not a real mermaid. Hey. Out of here.
Perfect white teeth because they got toothpaste in the ocean and shit.
Why his hair is so fucked up? Mermaids have really nice silky hair and shit.
He probably have some gills. It'd probably be pale as hell because it'll never get sun and stuff like that. It probably look fucked up. It'd probably look
That's
like,
how it looked. Dark. Yeah. With, like, a seal-like skin.
I don't know.
Now you know.
I wouldn't... No, you see that and you see a
hand. Y'all got swamp monsters down south, right?
Cool.
Swamp monsters.
It's kind of like Bigfoot, but it's, what do you call it? It's skunk.
For Christ's sake, that's somebody wearing a ghillie suit for hunting, and they're walking around the swamps.
What?
Oh my god, I can't.
Like stories?
No, I can't.
They got something, right?
They got shit down south.
That's literally somebody in a... Look up a ghillie suit. Look up a ghillie suit because they're just like this suit that looks like you got leaves and everything hanging off you like you're a monster.
What do you call them down in Florida, man? The Bigfoot version, like their version.
The thing is, always a hand. Many animals.
You gotta watch the whole documentary.
Or anything has hands. I need more proof other than a hand. You guys, y'all just need a hand. I need more. I need more.
But sometimes they have bodies washed up on the ocean. These things here.
That's where Area 51 comes in.
Yeah. They probably swoop it away before anybody see. I need more than a hand. I need proof. I'm a person that lives by. I need to see it. Except unless it's religion,
or if it's on CNN, it's religion
because that's faith. I don't have faith in aliens. I got faith in
of course.
God.
That's
and
a different.
Everything.
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame.
But other than God. I really need to see it.
Oh, this motherfucker pull out bubble cool fucking shit on us.
No, because that don't... In one aspect, it don't make no sense. You can believe in faith, but you can't believe in aliens.
Why?
You don't need to see this, but you need to see this. I can't explain it, but I need,
so
to,
you can believe
I need to see
faith.
Some aliens.
Faith? Well, you can't believe in aliens.
No, you're assumed with faith. It's like that. But with an alien, you need physical proof.
Yo.
An alien would be a little tiny microscopic thing on the Mars.
Chris.
It's an alien.
I'm gonna need to see that.
Jesus was an alien.
Yeah, we're...
Here we go again.
What are we? I get that we're humans. I get that we're humans, but we're a living organism on a planet, so we're aliens.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Kayla. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
I'm a community of...
She is accurate, bro. Show me the bubble eyes with the bar.
Why
are
you assuming
look
like that's what someone drew
that's
up and
said?
Oh, this is what it
looks
like. Exactly.
Because you already have this
picture.
Everybody
saw the same thing.
You're a freak of the fight. That's it.
I need to see
bro.
You. Bruce Willis is a real actor in that movie. Or no, I don't know.
I need to see.
So you assume a vampire is the thing that have fangs and suck people blood because you see that.
A vampire.
That'd be awesome if they were real.
Well, oh my god, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, that's what everybody. The stories and everything. All the Dracula and stuff. Yeah, stories. That's what they are. Stories. But yeah.
But that's
probably just some crazy person that was like psychotic.
There's no real vampire.
People suck in the blood.
No reason to consider him
there
as
you
a vampire.
Vampire and
Vlad the Impaler is what he did.
Yeah, but there's no real vampire, so nobody knows. What
I need to make up a kind for me. I'm different.
They just. You want to make a story, make one about this because
like
this is
a beard
story
starting out.
Make a beard. We'll just go off of that.
Yo, you can barely don't go bash Castlevania, man.
Is that better? Now you talk.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. Now I can barely hear her this time.
There we go.
I'm just saying, man, you go ahead and bash Castlevania. We got something else coming.
Is that better?
It took me years to beat those games.
Yo.
She was talking to me. And she's right next to me. I can't hear her. It was down. All right. Yo, what you guys saying? Castlevania?
No, you say you don't believe in vampires, but what about Castlevania?
Oh, I was going to say, somebody say something about bacon?
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute, what about bacon? Yeah. No, I want one.
Nah, you have to watch the whole thing. There was another part in that video where there was some German fishermen.
Oh,
and they pulled up their net, deep sea.
Mm-hmm.
And something jumped out of, like, you could see the hand again grabbed onto the net and jumped fuck out of the
see,
net.
See, every time
I'm telling you, there's a
into the water.
Every time like, something happens, it was just a glimpse, man. Like, how come ain't nobody seen the whole goddamn thing?
Because nobody's waiting there. Come on, Dolphin! I'm waiting for it, or whatever.
Towards the window.
Mermaid. Yeah,
thank you.
Nobody's sitting there with a camera waiting for that.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Nobody's ever seen the whole goddamn thing.
But you can't deny it.
That was
either.
My favorite movie when I was a kid, though.
Why not?
Mermaid.
Why not?
Cece loves mermaids.
I always.
Why are you going to deny something that's a possibility?
And that is so friggin'
cool. It's a possibility.
It is
but
cool.
It's a possibility.
What if it is true, and what if they can communicate? Like, yo, how is it down there? Dude, you gotta come check it out. Fucking nice.
We're too limited in our kind.
Yeah,
we think we're at the top of the food chain. You don't know what else is out there.
But yeah,
we only see one thing. We see right here.
Yeah. That's it.
This is all we don't see under the, like, in the ocean. We don't see under the ground. We don't see up in the sky, like, we don't see it all.
That's why, like, the smallest thing can wipe our entire race at all. We're top of the food.
That's why you gotta have
an
open mind.
So, okay,
for anything.
Okay.
Okay, shit does happen.
Think about that.
Do you believe? Okay, so you believe that it's possible?
Yes.
Do you believe that it's not possible?
No.
Of course, I believe it's
that's,
not.
No,
that's
no. The sign.
I don't think so.
He's got an open mind to it, though.
But I can't
say it's okay
not
to have an open
impossible.
Mind. Hey, it's okay to have an open mind.
It's not impossible because you don't know. That's what some people say. Oh, this person had
so you're
X
saying
disease,
you don't have an open mind,
and nothing happened. They didn't do anything. Maybe they believe in faith or whatever the case may be.
I don't think it's impossible,
and
they're
cured.
The environment,
that. Could be
our
a simple,
environment dictates the way
mind,
our genes express themselves.
On a faith level, it's prayers that fixed it.
I don't think.
See, I struggled with that.
If you're in a medical field,
yeah,
you
first whether
think
I believe
logically.
It or not.
It's something.
It's logically. You
nobody
think
could
first.
Teach you it.
I know.
You know, I
that's
had to
insane.
Find it on my own too.
Yep.
It's something you have to find.
And
on
that's
own.
What you're.
And I completely
I
like was against
religion.
Everything.
I don't believe.
I was against it all because
proof.
I was so mad about life.
The
and then it's like I was just like I found myself.
You have to find it.
Yeah, I found myself.
It's a possibility. It just hasn't been
praying more, and it's just like everything seems to start getting better. I was like, what the fuck.
I wasn't
saying,
about
yes,
a big arm religion either.
I
mean, I'm still not, but
that's
I'm
a
leaning
valid,
more.
I have a belief.
But
I don't follow like a
yeah.
certain.
Is it possible?
Like,
sure.
Like Catholic.
But I personally believe
Catholic.
Because there's no proof of that.
Yeah.
She's
but
like strict.
That's basically what I've been saying, arguing. Though. I just didn't
no,
put it that it's possible. Did I say it wasn't possible? Did I ever say that?
You didn't say it was possible. You were concrete, adamantly like, no. Now you went from no to
but
show me concrete proof, and then I'll say yes. That's not no. That's a, it's possible.
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
But you went
time.
But
though.
you just said you were seeing black
and
white. You just went black and white to gray, bro.
I said I need to see it to believe it. That's what I said. That's a possible.
To not see
right?
is not believing.
See, I hear you better.
Because it works the opposite. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you better.
I can
now.
Hear
that's
you better.
What
you
do? I just said it in a different way. I said
it's a real ghetto setup. Yo, she just turned the fucking mic and it started working. It's a real ghetto setup for real, man.
It needs a woman's touch.
God damn it, yo!
just like this podcast.
nah,
anyway.
that's a weird way of looking at it. That's a weird way of looking at it. Because you know, you leave no room for anything.
I just need, well, I mean,
that's the thing.
There's no such thing as 100%. There's,
right.
That's what it is. When they say, oh, this thing killed 99.9%
always
of
a grain
germs.
Of salt, man.
They're always
that's because, yeah.
0.01%.
They always beat the odds, yeah. That's yeah, why you're here. That's why we're all here. We're that 1%.
Nothing is ever. Nothing's ever 100%.
Nothing.
There is absolutely nothing ever 100%.
There is 100 something that's 100%.
Well, kind of, like physical, like stuff.
The only thing that's in reality that's 100% is death.
Is what?
Depth of the physical body.
Oh.
Oh, death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so.
Of the physical
it
body.
It all depends on what you define as a physical body.
What the hell you think graveyards are?
When what happens to a body?
It dissolves. It,
into what? Microscopic bacteria.
Yeah. Of a physical
which is
body.
Another fucking
that's
body.
Microscopic. I said
which
physical.
Is
still, like our physical.
But what is physical? Because nothing here is physical when you really
a physical
think about
is a matter that you can see, feel, and touch.
Yo, we are not smoking, alright? We just get real deep.
I know. Yeah. But here,
like,
alright, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. What is physical?
physical, in my opinion, physical is defined as something you can physically touch. It's a senses. Mm. A physical something you can do with your five senses.
You can physical. Touch. Physical is matter organizing itself as one.
It's a mass.
Yeah.
Like
Your cells come together as physical. Yeah. It builds on from.
It's like smallest, a solid.
From an atom.
It's a solid.
Right. So everything is nothing and something. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So
oh
then,
man, we
you
just
can't
got real deep.
Yo.
But when you talk about the body, like that's for real. Like when you talk about the body, though, it can't really say that.
You could say
because it's not.
We're
100%.
Made up of a lot of liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
I think air is 100%.
What?
Maybe not quality of air, but air itself is 100%.
Not 100. No.
What is air then?
Air. Wait.
Mm. Air.
Let me ask you the same question in a different format. Do you mean CO?
CO2
or O2, because they're both
which
air.
Which one do you breathe? Oxygen, okay. Alright. Okay. Oxygen, man. Oxygen. I think oxygen is 100%. Maybe not the quality, but oxygen is 100%.
Without trees, that stuff doesn't exist, so it can't be 100%.
So it's still a cycle, though.
But then you have just carbon monoxide.
So then there's nothing that is 100% then.
Carbon is 100%.
You see what I'm saying?
Carbon is in everything.
Even energy is not 100% because it's recycled.
What about gas?
It doesn't get destroyed. Nothing.
Gas
nothing
is still made out of carbon in some form on a
nothing is
on a chemical level. It's still there.
We need a science
nothing
teacher
is, no.
in here.
This is our opinion, people.
Yeah.
If we're dead wrong, we're dead wrong. Just
yo, you know somebody's hand is hurting out there like, no! No! It's this!
This is all in our heads.
Fucking idiots! Yo, you see, it's fucking aliens, man. I'm telling you. They don't know shit.
Yo! You better be glad we ain't got an email address linked to this one. No!
Go back to your country!
You guys are idiots! No!
Fuck you talking about mermaids? Switzerland is not in fucking Australia.
Oh God.
We got a lot of opinions here. We got south, north, east. We need a west.
Yeah. That's why it's so much fun.
Definitely is.
All right. On another note, what y'all? Dorian recovery.
Bahamas is done.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen like the recreational part, like the Paradise Island and everything.
NASA is still fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything else is jacked. That thing parked over the top of that bad boy.
No, can we talk about that? Because everybody's like fucking just brushing over that shit.
You see what they did to him? They kicked him off the boats and everything.
They have, yeah.
Can we talk about the fucking hurricane that just stopped? Yeah. Why is nobody talking about that? It just stopped for 30 hours. Why?
Yeah.
And how? You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody talks about that one. Everybody's
just
like
9/11, it just disappeared.
Right. Let's
fuck it. You know, it didn't just happen the other day.
it's all China and the weather machine, man.
That was an interesting one because you see that port, that shipping port that was right where the motherfucker parked. That was a Chinese shipping port.
Man, I was just playing.
You were. But it was a Chinese shipping port, and guess what happened? They got all fucked up. You're gonna hear
Trump's controlling the weather.
You're gonna hear. You're gonna hear pretty soon that whole setup was all human trafficking. Where that shipping port is, they used to use.
Well, now it's
gonna
be even worse because
they used to use
ruined.
The shipping port to smuggle humans in and out of the country.
Well, what that got to do with a hurricane stopping over there and just tearing shit up?
Yeah, they used the hurricane to destroy that shit.
Who?
Who knows?
Ooh.
That's a French theory.
Area 51.
Yeah. That's a French theory.
You about the weather machine for real?
How did it stop for 30 hours, Chris?
It's weather.
We can't control
the
weather.
It's unpredictable. It does.
What?
It does.
Here he goes.
Like
just like the mermaid.
No, it was
awesome. I don't know. A huge. Why am I fucking busting?
What? Because you keep touching it.
I ain't touching it.
It's French, man.
That motherfucker was moving,
and
next
stopped.
Thing you know,
and
you're
another,
gonna see some shit on his phone.
Another breeze came in and just fucking like hold up, and,
and
just
it stopped.
Boom, and then the breeze died down, and it was like, all right,
stop.
No,
for 30
man.
Hours.
No, oh,
1 hour, 2 hours.
No.
That's pure misery, man. For 30 fucking hours straight.
I agree with you, but nothing caused that, though. Like
you really think? When has that ever happened before?
Nobody caused that.
When did that happen before?
Man, it's a damn hurricane. You can't predict what that thing gonna do.
When did it ever happen before?
You can do all the money you want to, but you can't predict what it's gonna do.
When did it ever happen in the history before? Do you know that they could create water? Like they could make it rain? You know that they have technology to make it rain. An Indian guy.
Yeah, those satellites.
An Indian guy. The guy who owned Red Bull, he created a machine that can literally turn seawater into drinking water. They could do all of these things. He did it. And it's on Discovery Channel. That one, that you could watch for real. That
one's because, you know, Discovery Channel is 100%.
It's on daytime TV.
Bro, you want to watch a 100% real
National Geo.
Maury. That's
they get down on that shit, man.
Jerry Springer is even
real.
They
keep it legit.
Yo, you are 100%.
They keep it legit.
Not the baby daddy.
No.
That's 100%.
That ain't staged and shit.
Tell you.
Oh, man.
That's why it's free to go. It's free to go watch that. You know that, right? It's free to go watch Maury.
Oh, wow.
Really?
You just gotta call, sign up on the internet or online, and you can just go to Maury.
Connecticut.
Whoop whoop.
I'm all set, bro.
Yeah, I ain't going there, bro.
I got no desire to sit in that audience, man.
You gonna call my ass out?
You would love to go.
You look like you got some shit on you. Come here. Where are you from? Where are you from exactly? What's
from
your
New
name?
York.
Your name, Kevin. What's your fucking?
No, I got a question, a serious question. Have you ever seen these pencils in anything but number two?
What is it? What does even number two mean?
The
examples?
No, it's the
size
of the lead.
Even because if you look at the lead that you have in the mechanical pencil, they're still smaller, but they're still number two.
No, you can get different numbers. I thought.
Wait, man.
I'm pretty sure you can.
First of all,
because 0.5 is no.
He went
to
check.
Diameter.
He noticed for a fact that the other one is not. You actually went and checked.
No,
it's
a question because every time you take a test, make sure you bring a number two pencil. I never seen nothing but a number two pencil. So what the hell is this?
Just in case, man, you find out
like
one.
Like you go to Walmart. Uh-huh. And
I got the answer.
Oh, they got number ones. Like, oh, okay, I'll let them do
that. She got the answer.
The hardness of a graphite core is often
there
marked
is.
On the pencil. Look for the number two and a half, or a three. And the higher the number, the harder the pencil.
So it's better the right
harder
one.
Harder the lead, yeah.
A three.
Take it.
A three is the diesel pencil now.
But yo, I got number
two.
Three, bro.
What if they failed you for bringing a three or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you fucked around, bro.
You can't take your final because we asked for number two and you got number three. Sorry, you failed.
You failed, man. Oh, yeah. That's it for your life.
You know what I mean?
No degree, nothing.
Like, yo, Walmart was having a sale of number threes. Yo.
And why they got to be Ticonderogas?
Why are they Walmart?
Yeah. Yo, I was just... Since growing up as a kid, I always hear, bring a number two pencil.
I know, right?
Every time you go to the pencil aisle, all you see is number two.
Yeah.
I never checked.
They go,
sorry.
They go,
I googled that.
You. It's like, bring a pack of number threes.
Listen. I ain't a wife and I googled that.
Yo, man, they're going to come at you from everybody directly, man. All fashion is
you.
Yeah.
I love you.
I never thought about that. I just always thought that there was all kind of different pencils. You're like, make sure it's a number two.
I thought a number two was a
wooden pencil with a lead in it, not like a mechanical one or a solid lead one.
So what's the one that you do that?
That's
press?
A mechanical pencil.
The denseness of the lead isn't two.
So you could only do that like draw with those probably.
Yeah, because with those you see 0.5, 0.75. This is just the diameter of the pencil.
Yo, what are those the pencils you get in the Home Depot, like
those
construction
are still
pencils.
Yeah.
Really? Is it?
Yeah.
Like the
that thing
ones,
is big.
The construction ones, yeah, still.
My dad
wait,
has like
so,
shit.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's the density.
Maybe it's the density of the.
She
like
just
said.
She just
the,
read that what it was.
I was trying, no,
maybe,
but
maybe.
But
he
I was also want, thinking the thickness.
Because
you know,
he's
like,
thinking, he's thinking
like that.
Diameter wise, like this, yeah. Like the, those are like bigger, but it's the lead.
I thought it matched with the density.
Oh,
you know, like that size with that density.
I was just because
too much science behind
I thought about
it
because my professor is like,
I'm
gonna please bring a number two pencil, and I'm gonna get a number three.
I'm
bringing
a
number
three
pencil.
Yeah,
I'm on my sheet and watch you see you get everything wrong.
You should fucking test that theory. You should find a number three or a 1, 2.5 or whatever and see if your teacher notices a difference if there is a number three pencil or if it was a number two pencil.
Well, I don't think it's a teacher. I think it's a Scantron machine that scans the code, you know, your answer.
Test the theory.
So they need to upgrade the operating system to understand number threes and stuff.
Bro, Scantron been around since you were even born. Yet.
That's what I'm saying.
You should test it.
Twos, man.
You should test it.
I think I should get a pencil.
So then, like, you do a test, like, bring a number two and a number three. Bring a test.
Man, no fucking and like,
if you know if you have like 100 questions and you know you have a point per question, like just like if you want to get like a 90, do those one or two questions and then number three.
I'm gonna do a whole test and with number three. Because what it is, it's still gonna be on a scanner. Once you scan it, and then she's like, "Oh, something must be wrong. Oh, let me do it manually or
let Abor and CeCe try because their grades don't count to the ninth grade." They can try.
Hey, I like
them fucking grades count to a mother.
No, yeah, well, to a mother.
She pull that one.
I was ready to fight too. No, no,
don't try.
But ninth grade, 10th grade.
Don't try.
Logically, no.
Yo, huh?
Yeah, no, the school list. Number two pencils. I'm like,
how you always hear that for real. Even the guy I know. But I never think about that shit.
I was just curious on that shit. Shoot, I can't wait in 2 weeks I get to skin a cat.
What?
No.
Oh, hold up.
We do that in
Milo?
Where is he? Alright, we're good. Senior class, man. I'm dissecting one of my senior class. They bring them all in a bag.
Like a frog.
And they give you a bag, and that motherfucker stretched out like this right here.
Yep.
What, the frog?
The cat.
That's why sad. You do it?
Because it's got everything.
Anatomically, it has everything.
So they dissect
the intestine.
And we had to wear we had to take out every piece of the fucking body.
Right. But yeah. That's why they keep the using the rats to test them.
Because we have to like
grow a big rat.
Feed them really good.
Raise that bitch to be huge. Give it some steroids.
Oh, just go to New York City and grab me one of them.
I was just about to say, go to sewers in New York. They
grow
bigger than
New York. For real, right? Exactly. They can find Area 51. Those motherfuckers are at Area 51. They don't want none of y'all to find out about those.
Yo, we ain't got aliens, but look at this fucking rat, man.
Like, no reason on why it's so big.
Got a bodybuilder rat.
Yeah. Oh, smoking a cigarette, tattoos on his arm.
Oh, rings on his fingers.
Be like, yo, that dude just stepped out of the 80s.
They call them the OGs. What's his name?
That's Splinter, man. That's Splinter from the Turtles.
Yo, yo, Master Splinter just went gangster.
Donatello, get your ass over here right now. I told you, motherfucker.
The EMB more ghetto.
How did we reach there? I lost the whole entrance into that one, man. You guys just left me in the fucking desert and just drove the fuck off on that conversation.
Welcome to our podcast. You blink, you missed the whole thing.
This is the definition of ADD.
This whole conversation, all I remember is number two pencils and big ass rats.
And mermaids.
Oh, God. How did we get to the rats?
Because I was like, why can't you dissect a rat instead of a cat?
Oh, yeah.
I remember we did a frog in seventh grade.
I did a frog in seventh grade.
Yeah. Mm. We did an earthworm, did the frog, and we did the cat.
Never did the cat.
The earthworm.
That's kind of rough.
Till next week. Actually, I did do a cow heart.
Yo, our science teacher in 12th grade, he was like, if you go home and get the bone, the whole skeleton of the cat, you get an automatic A for the whole damn class. Because to do that was like, you had to take it and sit at home in a bucket of bleach, something like that, for like, I don't know how long, and then let it eat away. But he wanted to skip. But nobody did that shit. I don't even know what about that shit up.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you. But I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this woman.
I was about ready to.
Did you do something with the cat?
I was going to say, what the fuck you do?
Halfway through, I was thinking about some kind of crazy story I could throw in there. Like, and it got up and walked away and shit. I don't know.
I'm done. His mind shot after the mermaid. I
know. The mermaid showed him up. It just ate up his whole bandwidth, bro.
He's rethinking his way of thought.
That happens, dude. Like, whenever you get challenged like that, because that happened to me once before. When somebody challenged me with some real shit, and then they showed me the facts. And like,
well, no, it's good for that, though. You know? Because then you start,
you know, because it really kind of drained you. It goes against everything you were taught.
Dude, that's Chris in our conversations all the time.
I'd love to unlock more of my brain, man. Like, holy crap, dude.
Yo, the only way it's gonna happen is if you open that motherfucker up.
You can't!
It's like a parachute, man. It only work if it's open.
She's saying physically. It's not possible to open your brain up.
No, I did not mean it like that. I was talking about that movie where she like uses all of her, like the 100% of her. Lucy? Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah, yeah.
What if, like what she did?
That would be crazy.
It'd be fucked up.
Because you can't.
Like she all of a sudden just turned into a matter. See, she turned into like a whole different liquid, like a whole. Whoop.
She turned back
to another. That's another thing. I think we can. I just think we lost the ability to process. You know?
If you think about a lot of,
I think we have it built into us. You know,
like, and a lot of the, if you look at every single religious book, doesn't matter the culture, every single one of them, everybody lived for hundreds of years.
Yeah, almost like over 1,000. Yeah, like over 1,000 years.
All those books, and all of a sudden,
Noah was like 800 years or something like that. His kids was like 300-400 years. Like,
who are you feeding? Yeah, but it could be the fact of
it can't be Kale.
It could be. It could be that someone just taught somebody else that knowledge, and everybody was like, "Oh, he's still living because he never told anybody that he died." But this guy looked just like him and was knew all of his knowledge, so it just kind of kept going.
It could be the student, but if you look at that, that went away when you went from Socrates over to Plato.
Right.
All the knowledge that Socrates had, he got from Plato. And it just moved on, but it referenced on that one. They lived different times. Like, we went from living up to 60 years. Like, back in the 200 years ago, max of living is like 60 years.
It's actually showing that we're devolving, not evolving.
Right.
We're getting weaker.
We're evolving in technology.
We're getting weaker and weaker as we go. Because of technology. We're not using medicine to help us live longer, not actually living longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
So we're actually going down the other way. Now you see people having trouble, like, even reproducing. You know, some women are having trouble getting children and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing. Now, think about it. A species that can't reproduce, what happened to that species? Done.
Well, we got to die off that. Eventually.
Yeah, think about that.
At least it won't be in my time.
But it doesn't physically die.
Huh? Oh. No, the species.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going back.
I know.
You didn't have enough juice for that, though. You didn't put enough gas in. I don't have flame.
You're just an ember right now.
I lit a match real quick and it
just
burn out.
I should have put some kerosene on that shit real quick. That's all good.
No, but that's a scary thing, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a whole other subject.
Can't reproduce. Yeah. We should leave that one there.
It's all because of those vaccines and stuff.
That's a lot of things. I think that's part.
I was vaccinated for everything and anything. I'm fine.
I think we need it.
Yeah.
Because of the way human has evolved, we need it. We cannot go to the way we were back in the day because there's a lot of species. Just like when you
the plague. We would just go through a whole nother plague situation. Yeah, and
because if you think about it, when European migrated to North America, they brought disease that was never here. Our body evolved to, natives anyway, their body evolved over time to accommodate for that. That's all we're doing. Now that we have vaccine, you can't.
But we're going against a natural process.
You cannot go. That is true.
That's what we're manipulating. We're playing God. You know, so now we're taking that whole process. And, you know what I mean? The natural order of things have been fucking pushed out of whack.
So now everything. Since the discovery of penicillin, everything went down great.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter would have died because she's allergic to it. Like, I wouldn't have my daughter my daughter is like very allergic
to penicillin. Yes.
Any penicillin, amoxicillin, anything, any cillin.
That's scary.
And she only had like a tiny dose, and my God, she just swelted. I was like,
that's pretty scary. Some people with sulfur drugs too.
Yep. No, it's just, man, I don't believe in the injections. It's just fucking chemicals they're pumping into your body. Your body's a chemistry lab. Like, you could heal yourself. You just got to figure out how to do it. Your immune system is literally protects you from
Ava
every
was
so fucking
sick
thing.
All the time.
And everything.
Now she's
I haven't been sick
to
for
everything.
more than a year.
What about the kids' vaccines? You don't do that.
I have to because the school's in the way it is, but yeah. I don't like it.
The DTaP and all that fun stuff.
But yeah, I still have to do it because of it. But it's fucking scary to think about that. Right. There's cases out there. There's that one chance. You know what I mean? That your child
there
it doesn't work with your,
that
but then you're fucking with my child. You know. It might not be the guy who's shoving it up in there, injecting them with it. They might not care about it.
A woman was, like, she didn't believe in it, and she didn't get the measles and mumps thing, and her kid got it, and then there was, like, a whole breakout in the school, and, like, she got sued. Like, she got, like, fucked over because she didn't do it.
Look at the Jewish community in Westchester area.
But that leads back to, though, like I said, it leads back to you not taking care of yourself, because if your immune system is weak, you're going to get shit.
But
you're gonna get shit. Your body is very resilient, man. We are here for a
the
reason.
The natural
course
of life. Just like with animals.
Yeah.
They live, and they whatever they get, you know, if it kills them, it kills them. That's how it's
like
supposed to be.
You watch a deer right now. The place will get freezing cold in a couple of months, and it's nothing. Why is that? Because they haven't been living in a shed for a couple of years. They haven't been domesticated.
Because they've
to
been
that
outside.
Level, you know? We've gotten to a point where we got so weak that we don't put our mind to it anymore. You know, like, dude, most of the time when I get sick or I feel like I'm getting sick, I put it to my mind, like, I'm not getting fucking sick, and it never happens. It doesn't happen.
I'm still getting over a cold.
It doesn't happen. It's a mind over matter type of thing.
It
once
is,
your immune system responds to that shit.
Yeah, that's part of it, but at the same time, I personally use a lot of home remedies. Like, if I'm getting cold,
I don't.
Fresh ginger. Make like ginger tea with a little honey. Like old school remedy
to.
That we still use because it's known, those particular roots.
Like honey and lemon.
Yeah.
For sore throat, yeah.
Yeah, those particular things are not home. What am I trying to find the word?
Natural.
Natural. They're holistic. They're holistic.
I get it. And there's a time and place to use them when shit really
and
hit
a
the
sweat
fan.
Lodge will
yeah,
sweat
when shit
all
really
that
hit the fan.
Yeah.
But if I know I could just power through this shit, then I'm powering through this.
Yeah,
I don't bend. You know, I don't use anything as a clutch just to help me get over the next challenge, even if it's from inside.
So why are you using Red Bull?
I don't use Red Bull. What the fuck is he using?
What do you use then? Why you use coffee?
I use coffee.
I like motherfucking coffee. Don't even start with
me. I use coffee. Coffee is a nootropic, not just coffee. It's a nootropic. It enhances your mental capacity.
But still, that's
it's a smart drug. Nootropic. It helps you.
It don't matter.
That's what I use.
Yeah, it does. It
and I use it. So
it's a drug. But you're just saying you're not using it.
Wait, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I love coffee. Why you drink Bang?
I drink
NyQuil.
No. He said I don't use medicine. I don't take medicines. I never said I don't use drugs. Drugs is fucking excellent. I don't use medicines, man.
No. Everyone,
be careful with drugs. Don't do drugs.
Natural drugs.
Yeah. Like herbs, man. I use herbs.
Natural burning.
Wait a minute. Cocaine, you can grow.
Cocaine's not an herb. That's not an herb.
Wait. Cocaine is a drug.
Yeah.
It is.
It's not an herb.
It's
but
not
it's
an
because
herb.
It's exactly. Chemically enhanced from the whatever the
well,
plant.
Well, but coca actual leaf. Coca leaf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's actually good to drink. Yeah, a tea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people make tea with those.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I was just
but, yeah.
Anything that you got to put and take out chemicals to,
add stuff
a drug.
To, it's a drug.
CBD oil, that's a drug. Mm. I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. You fucking looking at me like
I don't want to hear you.
It's marijuana's cousin, man. I just said marijuana is a herb.
CBD is a drug.
CBD is a herb.
Damn.
No. CBD is derived from a herb. Mm. CBD is
but they
it's
add
a
shit
oil.
To it.
It's an oil.
But they add
but
chemicals and shit to
no,
it.
No. CBD is actually an oil. There's nothing added to it. CBD actually suppresses inflammation. So it's not a drug.
But to get that CBD out,
you just squeeze the motherfucker. You use an iron. You ever see
like,
how they do
like
it?
Wine.
They use a hot iron. They squeeze it and get it out.
Why you gotta mash that grapes up? Put it in the basement.
Exactly.
Let it cook. Turn,
no, they just squeeze it out.
And
it's not processed.
Otherwise, you get vinegar instead
they
of
don't process.
Yeah.
No, man.
You're olive oil.
I try to stay away from
olive oil.
Olive oil
is
the
shit.
Olive oil is the shit.
Olive oil, coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. That ain't a drug.
No.
Everything is a drug when you think about it. Food is a drug. We're using everything to just...
Hell yeah, food's a drug.
Water's a drug.
It's an addiction.
You die if you don't get it.
Fuck food.
What?
Food is a drug?
Food is, I wouldn't say a
It's an addiction.
It is an addiction.
Wait.
So, to me, it's a drug. Anything that's an addiction is a drug.
Food's not an...
I wouldn't say food is
food's
a drug.
Food's a necessity.
No. It matters on how you use it.
Yeah.
Just like drugs.
So some people, it's a fucking
okay,
drug.
So food can be a drug. Yeah. Food isn't a drug.
No, right, yeah, no, I'm not, yeah, so it anything can be.
Yeah, our mind get addicted to any fucking thing.
All I heard was food is a drug. I'm like,
wait.
He's addicted.
This conversation 1 minute late and trying to play catch up.
Yo.
We're going to call it a night, man. This is just fucking, we can't go any further. He's just like,
just don't do drugs. That's all I got to say. Don't do drugs.
He's like, who's talking about Megalodon?
Like, yo, don't do food.
Stop smoking those jewels and all that.
E-cigarette.
E-cigarettes.
Yeah, e-cigarettes.
And
until they find out what's in them.
Be responsible. Don't drink and drive. And yeah.
And believe in whatever the hell you want.
Exactly.
Hey, that's true. I like that.
Everybody's opinions.
We live in America, man.
Opinions,
except if you're talking to Chris, then you better watch his fucking mouth.
Because
he having none of that shit. It's whatever he's saying.
And
but that's it.
On that note, mermaids are real.
I'm telling you. I believe it. I really do. That's
Bro,
the night.
You're the one, you lose.
Yo, hey.
Majority rules.
I'll take a loss for the night, whatever.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.